A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light. Then pay attention to how you listen. For to those who have, more will be given. And from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm wondering if you remember some of the hymns and songs from your childhood that I've been thinking about. Jesus bids us shine with a pure, clear light, like a little candle burning in the night. Or, a sunbeam, Jesus wants me for a sunbeam. Or, I think this is a spiritual, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Maybe some at least of these are from the Protestant tradition, because I grew up in the Presbyterian Church of Scotland. But anyway, wherever they come from, they've been playing in my head all the time that I've been reflecting on this particular gospel passage. The thing that struck me is that all three of those songs are about smallness. A little candle, a sunbeam, this little light. And that is true as well of the lamp that Jesus talks about, because you can't put a great whopping lamp under a jar or under the bed. It's got to be quite a small one. So the first thought is that we're not being asked to do anything so very tremendous, just to shed a little light. And of course, in the dark, even a very small light is enough to make a crucial difference. Matthew's Gospel, which gives the same instruction about light, adds that we're to let our light shine so that others will give glory to God. Luke follows Mark in making the connection with the revelation of everything that's secret or hidden. But either way, it's that light that matters. It's like the torch carried by the dog in the dream that Dominic's mother had before he was born. It's the light that can illuminate the whole world. This year, in May, we had the European Assembly of Lay Dominicans, and we took its title from that same dream. We called our assembly torchbearers. This is our vocation, to light up the world, to overcome the darkness of error or of ignorance. The second part of the passage is, at least for me, a bit more difficult to digest. At first glance, it almost seems to be in contradiction of everything that Christ taught. All this about having and being given more. Doesn't it sound as if it's in opposition to what he said about the rich having as much difficulty getting into heaven as a camel would have trying to cram itself through the eye of a needle? But of course, as soon as you think about it a little more, it's obvious it's not about having money or having material goods. It's about having listened and absorbed what the Lord says. It's how you listen. That's what matters. You have to be attentive to all the implications. And if you are, if you succeed, then you'll come closer and closer to God. And that's the only kind of having that really matters. There's one more thing I'd like to say. We tend to think of Jesus, and often to present him to other people, as deathly serious. But in this short passage, I think he shows a rather nice sense of dry humor. Think about it. The idea of putting a lamp where it won't shed any light. It's comic. And so, for that matter, is the mental picture of that poor camel that we were talking about a moment ago, trying to get through the eye of the needle. You know, it shouldn't really surprise us that Jesus could be humorous. We know he was sociable. We know he enjoyed going out to dinner, visiting people. He was also, of course, the harbinger of the greatest joy of all, the certainty of his and our resurrection. And if there is a little ironic smile accompanying some of his words, that's another kind of light. It's a small flame of shared enjoyment. Being a Christian isn't about being solemn. It isn't about never cracking a smile. We're called to be sunbeams. We're called to be candles. We're supposed to reassure our sisters and brothers when they're in the dark. It may be only a little light, but we're gonna let it shine.